I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Report in a hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
This guy says, I'm writing you today because I ran into an ex-girlfriend over the weekend, and it brought up some old memories that got me thinking. First, the background. My first serious girlfriend from high school. She took my V card. I'm now 32. I'm happily married with two kids.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing my ex made me feel great. She's not this tiny little thing I remember. She's about twice the size now. She's definitely verging on bebop rock steady territory.
Hey, stranger. So nice to see you again.
My wife really enjoyed seeing that, he said. But seeing her, even though I'm not really attracted to her anymore, did bring up the old memories of the fun times we had in our 18-year-old prime. Wow. And the one thing that came to mind that really shocked me, really never clicked in my head before. This girl was, probably still is, a mythical creature. For some twisted reason, in her head, she always preferred and craved giving foot jobs. She introduced me to them. Now, don't get the wrong idea. I'm not into feet. I would never lick or suck them.
That was her thing.
I don't even like them near my face.
Mm-hmm.
But an FJ is quite enjoyable for me.
Huh.
Yeah.
We were 18. We were already screwing like rabbits. When we were too sore for sex but still wanted to fool around, she would default to giving me FJs. I'd even suggest, hey, maybe a BJ or HJ, and she'd say, no.
The
FJ.
Feet.
Honestly, I was 18, it felt good, so I'd always give in and go with it. Got to the point where she'd even tease me in public how she couldn't wait to perform an FJ on me on the drive home.
Yeah.
She was literally an FJ freak.
Oh.
Okay.
It's like it was always on her mind.
Yeah, she liked them. That was her thing.
So flash forward, 14 years later, many relationships in between, I'm now married. I came to realize I've carried that craving for FJs with me ever since then, but haven't seen anything like that first relationship. With every new relationship I've had, I've always had to introduce the thought of an FJ. Usually I said something like, hey, I saw this on Pornhub. You want to try it out? And every girl since has giggled, made a comment that it's kind of awkward, but they try it. The thing is, none of them actually want to do it.
Right.
They're doing it because they know I may enjoy it. So it's never a surprise. It only happens when I bring it up. So now I love my beautiful wife, and she would do anything I ask of her in the bedroom, but it's not the same enthusiasm. And I certainly don't blame her for that. She's mastered the craft. I love every minute of it. But with my first ex-girlfriend, it's left such an imprint on me that I think I'm going to carry that with me the rest of my life.
Well, that's what happens to everybody, I think. You know, if you run into one of those girls that likes to get, like, choked and, you know, have a whole bunch of bad things happen to her, well, guess what her first boyfriend did?
Yeah.
Like, that's the kind of stuff that they went through, and then it's like you that imprints on your brain, like, this is what it's all about. This is what's good.
Yeah. That's a terribly heavy thing to carry with you so long.
What a burden. He's like Frodo.
Just trying to find a girl that's passionately going to give you a foot job. That's rare.
So heavy.
It's super heavy. I mean, his whole life. 18 years. He's carried that with him.
You can lean on me, Frodo.
One more step, and it's the farthest away from a foot job I've ever been.
I can't carry your foot job, shame.
He said,
but I can carry you.
But I can carry you.
My question for your listeners is, what non-sexual activity has been carried across their life from a previous relationship? I can't be alone, right?
Non-sexual activity?
Non-vanilla sexual. I'm sorry, I may have left out the word
okay.
vanilla.
Okay,
sorry.
Yes.
Non-vanilla yes. sexual activity. He said, if you've carried it across your life, maybe the rest of us can see what we're missing out on. I love the show. Mornings of Work would be boring without you. You're all a breath of fresh air to radio. Thanks so much.
I would never reveal any of this.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think. There's nothing really that I had with a girlfriend past that I've craved and never been able to get again.
Yeah.
That's all I'm
going to keep my stuff.
It's a hard one for us to share
keep
about.
Keep my stuff to myself.
Yep. Yeah. But then again, I maybe never encountered a foot job fairy, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm just looking for a girl that wants to do it.
Right. Not he wants someone with the Well, is there any lady out there who has a foot job passion?
Craving.
Like, do you have a craving to do it to a guy? I can't imagine that's common.
It just is like, seems better on paper. The old FJ.
Even if you've
and if a girl has seen one, that's incredible.
What a skill.
Change me. Get it.
What a skill.
But even seeing them in a porn, you're like, why?
Yeah.
I don't. Someone said thigh jobs is what he got into.
Thigh jobs.
Oh yeah, I know what those are.
What?
Yeah,
it's so just where you put it through the thighs,
right between the thighs.
So you might have a girl.
Legs up.
No, I'm thinking like it's almost standing, with the turned around.
Uh-huh.
So and then the placement under into the thigh region, not in, but in the thigh region, and then
of course it exists as a category. Be careful.
Yeah, something like
right.
that.
Right. Yes. Lisa, you may not look here.
I'm not.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Very graphic.
That,
it's not the worst thing in the world to be in.
It's okay, right?
I'm going to be honest. See, that's the one I was talking about.
Right.
You knew. Yeah.
That's what I figured what it was.
Yeah.
It's kind of a safer way.
But that's like way better than you'd assume a couple feet.
Bad 3D.
Yeah, a couple of feet. That's way better than feet.
I would think. Not for this guy, though.
Oh, that guy just can't shake that.
Well, he's like repressed it. He almost forgot where it came from.
So this guy said, I had one girlfriend who used to bite it during oral, leaving teeth prints.
Oh.
And it would take the finale to grand levels.
Sure.
No woman has done it since, or at least not hard enough.
Yeah, it's scary when a girl takes you places, because then you're going to figure out how to get that again if it all goes to, all goes away.
When I was 18, a girl would do splits on my dong.
Very cool.
Wow.
Very cool.
Very cool.
Well, I don't know.
This guy said the first time I tried backdoor, I went full DP and used a dildo as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Ever since, I've had a serious craving for a devil's threesome. Well, that could be a woman, actually.
Yeah, it's probably a woman.
I assumed it was a guy, but it's probably a woman.
It's probably a woman.
So she filled herself up, and now she wants to be really
double timed.
Yeah. Need a whole team of people to please her now.
Yep.
Yeah, that's that's the problem,
you
right?
Need a crew. A donger crew.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of stuff we can't talk
about. Oh, yeah.
Well, this guy's ex-Asian girlfriend was also into FJs and sucking toes. Ooh, you don't suck my toes, bitch.
I don't want anybody sucking my toes.
No, I don't want to suck toes.
I can't imagine you would want to suck them, but, like...
I don't like people touching my feet.
I mean, I guess I've never tried it, so I don't know. But I don't want a foot in my mouth. Never.
I'll put a foot in my mouth.
You will? Yeah, I won't.
Yeah, what do you need?
I mean, it's a nice foot.
What do you need?
I'll do it.
What do you want?
I've
always said if you like found something that has nothing to do with like your sexual performance that gets someone somewhere, you kind of win.
Yeah.
You know, like if all you have to do is like play with someone's foot
yeah.
and they get there, Like, you do it. You take it.
Yes.
Wife and I have been together since high school, married 4 years, together 14, though. We have always enjoyed a boob effing.
Hmm. Yes.
A fine time.
It's good for alternative play. One said, FJs are like communism. They both look so much better on paper rather than in practice.
Yeah.
That's true. That's funny.
Well, see, listen, this is how our show changes people's lives. They're listening right now. He said, my girl just told me, foot jobs are fun.
No, he's got to know.
A whole new world.
Yeah. That's kind of a scary thing to...
Imagine you're driving and your girlfriend hears this and you're just cruising. And then she's like, foot jobs are fun, but she's like, never given you a foot job.
Right, that's what I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing to think of. Wait a minute.
Hold stop
the car, whore.
You're like... Yeah. How many foot jobs were you doling out?
Yeah.
Yeah, wait. Whoa. Who are you fucking?
Who are you
I'll
fucking?
Be honest, though. I think if I had a girlfriend and then I found out, like, she was doling out FJs, it's yeah. better than a lot of other things you could dole out.
Oh, it's so true. It's very true.
But that's just a temporary thing. You know, they're doling out all the rest.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. if they're doling out FJs, that's
they're doing
not
it all.
Yeah.
So does this guy who emailed in want his wife to... participate in
no,
that.
She does, not. But it's because she's not paying. You know, she's not
passionate.
She is
participating. Yeah.
She does.
It'd be like a guy who is like going downtown on
but
a girl, but
it.
He hates it.
Yeah.
It would be terrible.
Let's
for
go
the
to
girl.
Voice changing technology. Anonymous is with us here. So this guy's wondering what sexual activity from a past relationship have you carried on in life? Hi, Anonymous.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, how's she going, eh?
Sounds like a broken man.
Monitor lizard. So, no, basically, I'll keep it short and sweet. The classic good old RJ receiving.
Yep. Receiving.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're missing it.
So you were with the girl that loved doing that to you?
Yeah, essentially. And really, that's all it was. No, things started out normal, quickly escalated to that, and then, you know, We'd be on the highway, and it'd be like, all right, pull over. I want to go downtown. And, you know, just unbelievable. And, of course, we broke up. Life goes on, and now
there's a void.
Hard to find.
There's a void, yeah.
You can't get your roadside RJs anymore. Yeah. That's unfortunate. I mean, you can go to a truck stop. I'm sure someone there will help you out, but probably not what you're looking for.
Right.
Probably not.
Yeah.
But, good talking to you guys.
All right. See you, dude.
Throw the ring. Throw the ring, Frodo.
That is, I mean, maybe it happens. In Wee David's mind, I never imagined people would pull over for
RJs.
Roadside RJs.
Yes, of course they do.
Though they're pulling over for things you can't even imagine. Wow. Did you hear how broken that guy was because of the weight of the ring?
Yeah. Yep. He has a huge void.
He's like, hey, guys.
Yeah.
Monitor lizard.
So there's a lot of... RJ's coming up again and again. People have had it in a past relationship. They haven't had it since. People who like to ingest stuff. Haven't found someone into that.
Ooh, his wife hasn't.
Since... Used to have a girlfriend that would sit on my big toe as she gave me a Billy Joel.
That's gross.
That for your draw line.
That's super gross.
You were open to all sorts of stuff a second ago.
I don't want my foot in somebody.
Whatever.
No. Pop your girl foot in my mouth, but hey, madam,
don't
I
pop
will,
my foot in your.
I do not sit on my big toe, madam.
You break
I'm
your
not
toe.
Sitting on anyone else's toe.
God!
Andy, why is your toe crooked?
You do not want to know. It's a tough thing to explain, Lise. Let's just say weird times.
Andy keeps coming in with broken feet.
Toes.
I'm like, she loves it. She got a passion for banging my big toe.
big cast.
This person said, my ex used to love bondage and backdoor. Now my girlfriend won't even let me blindfold her. Not to mention getting anywhere near her backside.
It's the give and take, right, of life?
Right. I'm sure she does stuff maybe that you're... Well, maybe not, but...
Mm.
Make sure you're compatible, then.
That's
I feel like the wilder your girl is, the higher risk of the relationship blowing up.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So you got to give and take. Do you want love, or do you want somebody to hit you in the mouth and sit on your big toe? rush. It's gotta, you gotta find maybe
you
a girl.
Want the calm, you want the middle ground
you
there.
You kind of
right?
want a middle of the
you
ground.
You do. You're
girl.
Right. Absolutely, you do.
You I want at you. Least like a 40% chance they're gonna leave you.
Right. You need that. You do need 20 to 30% that they.
Yeah.
They gotta have a little slut in them.
Sure.
That they could be gone.
Girl here, an old boyfriend and I would do the old booby F. I enjoyed it so much, I would get up, too.
That's
10
wild.
10 years later, I haven't been able to find it enjoyable with anyone else, though.
Jeez.
Well, because I always thought there's just nothing
You're
about
not
that.
Me. Yeah, it's just like, it'd be like washing your hands or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, for them. For the lady.
Right.
Yeah,
but for some reason, it did get her going. This one, I once jokingly stuck it behind my girlfriend's knee after we were done one day. And I got to admit, it wasn't very bad.
Well, that's just like guys. That. Guys just need to find a fold of skin.
Yes, that's it.
That is just
guys are gross.
You ever tried a knee? An armpit?
On a regular line, we've got Anonymous next. Hey, Anonymous, so do you have something in a past sexual relationship that you've craved ever since?
Yeah, I previously was into power exchange in a relationship, domination submissive type of stuff where I was the dominant. And my current girlfriend, I'm currently in a long-term relationship, she was into it in the beginning, but now she can't because her anxiety gets in the way of the submissive portion of it.
Mm.
And I haven't been able to experience that in quite some time, and I can't blame her about it. Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. I definitely miss it.
Yeah. Are you going to be able to continue? You know? I mean, you think if you never get it again in your life, will you still be able to have a relationship?
Yeah. I'm just crossing my fingers, hoping that she gets over her mental issues.
And then you can choke her right out.
Experience that again. That's basically it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Choking, hair pulling, spanking, like all that's off the table now.
Do all that to her.
You probably gave her the anxiety.
Yeah.
She's like a totally normal woman.
Like, I'm a bit anxious that you're going to just
keep feeling like you're going to choke me and just drop kick me. It turns out you did.
If you're not into it completely, if you're just playing along, you definitely get anxious about what's coming next.
Like, oh, Jesus Christ, Buffalo Bill wants some scene. What's he going to try to do today? I saw him bringing knives up there.
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. My first lady had A cups and a fat camel toe.
So he needs that combo?
Yes. Yeah, that's what he needs.
He's been looking ever since.
Yeah. He can't even get to stage 3 for big boobs now.
One or the other. I can only get one or the other.
Sorry, your boobs are too big. I can't even stand them.
I need a big camel toe and tiny boobs.
Let's see what we're dealing with here.
That's hard to find.
That is, right? Generally, big camel toes come with big boobs.
Yeah. You'd think. I don't know.
But I mean, just...
It's a weird combo. Like,
yeah.
That is true, a weird combo. And you are an odd fella.
I need a girl who's got a birthmark on her. And a thigh.
You can find it. Keep looking.
This guy easier to find has enjoyed sitter. Having his thumb up a girl's backside.
Sure. I enjoy having my thumb. Yes. That is quite pleasant.
This guy...
I miss this.
This guy dated a nurse,
really,
and she would milk his prostate during BJs.
Oh, my God.
Which he found was awesome, but hasn't.
It's
hasn't
almost
it
like you shouldn't, and I know it's just crazy, but it's almost like you shouldn't really try anything nuts until you're with someone that you're like, I'm going to be with this person forever.
Right.
Like, I know it, she knows it, we know it.
Yeah.
And then it's like, try
let's
stuff.
Let's get crazy.
Yeah.
It's like people,
because if you get a taste of
all this stuff
and you can't get it again, you'll always yearn for it if it really, really
got you
going.
And I do think that it eats at people. Like if a girl is into being dominated and then they break up with that guy and then it's years and years later, they meet someone else and he's just like a normal dude. He doesn't want to do any of that. I think in the back of their head, they always want that guy that's going to.
Mm-hmm. Like this guy here, I think he's in a good place. I think nothing's going to change in his relationship. He's not thinking of cheating to get like the mysterious FJ fairy, but, and he gets it from his wife. He just, it's not the same, but I think he's learned to deal with that.
Yeah. Right? I can't believe how long that email is that he wrote.
I know. It's
thought
crazy.
The same Jesus thing.
Crazy.
It was like a book.
It's an FJ book. It's an FJ book.
Full essay shorter than that.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
I don't think I've ever written anything that long.
No, it's super long. That's how passionate he is about foot jobs.
He really is.
Super passionate about foot jobs. Just send us that email.
Man, he just...
Thanks for reaching out, dude. You can always find us, too. Email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Cuba Gooding Jr., he was the guy placed in handcuffs yesterday, accused of groping a woman at a bar Sunday, and yesterday formally charged with one count each of forcibly touching and sexual abuse in the third degree. Now, he insists the video evidence will clear him of the allegations. However, TMZ got hold of the video evidence, and it... doesn't look to me like it's going to clear him.
Oh, it's bad.
So we have it. We put it up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com so you can go check it out there for yourself. This is it. Watch this video here and see what you think. So it's Cuba Gooding Jr. and his girlfriend, Claudine, sitting on a couch there.
Yeah.
They're right beside each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is in the Magic Hour Rooftop Lounge. The accuser sits right down next to them. He almost immediately... puts one hand on her leg.
But isn't
like
she
within seconds?
Isn't she uncomfortably close to the girlfriend
she
already?
She is. You guys, there's something going on here. Wait till you see it. It gets better. Then he reaches up that hand to her boob.
Yeah.
There it is, resting on her boob. So it's hard to tell. Either she pushes him away or he grabs her hand to kiss her hand. One of the two. Then this guy comes up. They're claiming that's her boyfriend.
So he's had enough of the cuckold situation.
He reaches in to say something to Cuba real tight and his girlfriend. I think this is like a swinger situation.
Yes, I do too.
He starts swinging his dong. Cuba grabs his dong. He grabbed the guy's dong there. And as he gyrates now, Cuba feels him up again.
Oh my.
Dave's play-by-play's crazy.
Oh, he didn't want this to come out.
Gyrates.
Right? So now he looks like he's more into the dude who has the biggest sweaty pits you've ever seen in your life.
Gross.
And so his girlfriend gets up. She kind of gets in Cuba's face.
She is almost on top of
him. She is, but she's. I think they're all unbelievably wasted.
Yes.
Right? They're all either wasted or on drugs or something. You can tell they're all out of it. And
when does this turn negative?
Well, in a bit. So they get up and leave. What happens is they leave after the initial touching about 3 minutes. There's no argument there. 30 minutes later, Cuba and Claudine were downstairs lounging on a couch and making out. A man who does security was standing next to the couch when this woman, the woman he touched, approached him and started arguing. She's saying, yes, he did. Yes, he did. And the security guard shaking his head. It's unclear if Cuba heard their conversation, but he got up, stumbled, and walked right past her and left.
I think he's going to be...
He'll be fine.
I mean, they were hitting on...
That was a setup.
That was a whole weird thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It definitely looks like it was they were ready to swing with that couple.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Something
was going on there.
Something very strange there.
Gently caressed his head next to his...
Yeah.
It was weird.
And then he just flat out touched his dong.
So that guy comes up. He's talking to what appears to be his girlfriend. Cuba's like touching him in the arm.
Holding his arm.
Pulls him over to him.
He has to be on a drug that makes him love people.
It must, right? It must.
Oh, like, yeah, all people. You're right.
They're all on Molly.
So he said something. He grabs his dong there. That's when the guy starts gyrating. And then he grabs his dong, pets his dong almost again. It's a weird situation. It looks like they were going to swing and maybe Cuba decided not to and those people got pissed and she's claiming he definitely touched her, but it doesn't look like it was unwanted touching.
It was not unwanted touching.
She almost climbed. She's like on the other person's lap.
Yeah, she like almost kissed him, it looked like.
Thank God for this video.
Yeah.
Really tells the whole story. It's weird, but it's not him inappropriate.
It's one, you're right. It they'll just have to prove that it was a mutual thing.
Well, just watch the video.
You can tell.
It seems to me that you can tell from the video, but whether or not that'll stand up in court.
Like someone who thought knows. They were going to hook up with a celebrity and then they weren't allowed to.
Yeah, it's weird.
Bizarre. I'd never heard any kind of swinging stuff. I guess I've
Have
really
you heard stuff know? About Cuba Gooding Jr.
swinging both going both
other,
ways?
I haven't. Side.
But then again, we haven't been really invested in Cuba Gooding Jr.'s sex life over the past decade.
What's he been doing lately?
I don't know.
Just that.
That's
just touching.
Just touching people. The TMZ video is up on our website. If you want to see it, judge for yourself what you think. Well, it's on Twitter too, but DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. You can find it there. Judge for yourself. But I think he's a swinger.
I think he gets after it, yeah. All kinds of things.
Anything. He, at least, maybe even if he's not a swinger, that couple was approaching him. It was the classic move. Send the girl in. The girl, Lise, what would you, like, the relationship you'd have in order to sit almost right on top of another girl that you don't know. Like, I mean, leg to leg, like touching and like leaning in. I mean, that's as flirty as it gets.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I don't know.
There doesn't seem to be anything online about him having any gay dalliances or anything like that, but who knows?
It's embarrassing, that whole thing.
That is. Uh-huh. I'm sure you didn't want that on tape for the whole world to see.
He didn't.
Cuba, we watched you pet a man's wiener.
No, because what's nuts is so, you know, he's like, wait a second, that chick is accusing me of, oh, it's on video. And then he's like, wait. So the only way to get out of this is to release the video, but on the video, I'm gently petting a man's penis. Release the video.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, right? To. Better than jail time. Yeah. A little penis petting.
Oh, Cuba. Cuba.
Bizarre. Though. Not the twist I expected in that Cuba Gooding Jr. case, but it definitely took a twist.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
There's a lot of things I don't want to happen to me as I continue on in this earth. Shooting the tip of my penis is definitely one of them.
Yeah.
A man in Little Rock, Arkansas is recovering from a gunshot wound to the top of his penis. 27-year-old Walter Johnson was found at a local hospital. He told officers he walked there after he was shot. But then he changed his story to say someone drove him there and dropped him off. Police confirmed the second version by checking hospital security footage, which obviously showed a black Chevy Tahoe drop him off. He told police he was walking down 11th Street, listening to his headphones when he heard a pop, felt a burning sensation in his crotch, and realized he'd been shot on the tip of his penis.
Oh, my God.
The police report states the victim was wounded on the tip of his penis, but his injuries not life-threatening.
His penis is huge.
Officers searched for a crime scene,
gunshot.
But didn't find one. So either he shot himself in the penis and had to make up the story, or possibly. Someone shot him. Is it a drive-by penis shooting?
No, it's probably himself, right?
Probably himself. I guess.
His pants.
Dude, I feel like my whole stage one would be a kill shot.
Oh, yeah.
That's a kill shot.
You don't want a kill shot.
I feel like you'd miss.
Like it's too little a bullseye.
Yeah, exactly. Andy's dad could be 100 yards away.
Yeah, he couldn't even get.
Like, I tried.
I factored in the wind and everything.
Missed.
Yeah, it would make more sense that he shot himself.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But if there's a drive-by penis shooter on the loose, then we should be alerted.
Sweet Christ.
I wouldn't even want on the head of it for an elastic to be. No. Shot at.
No, my God, no.
I don't want
anyone to flick it real hard.
No.
Yeah, if you rubber banded me, I'd be like,
forget it.
Because I think penis tip surgery, they'd never be able to restore it to its original.
No.
Right?
No.
There's no
Have you
way.
Seen a thumb when they sew a thumb back on a hand?
Right.
That's
right.
What the wiener's going to look like.
Yeah. Yeah.
This guy's mangled.
This guy's only 27, so he's stuck with this mutilated dong for the rest of his life, right?
Yeah. All the king's horses.
Wiener's going to look like the bad guy from Harry Potter.
Volta penis? That's a disturbing thought.
Ladies, behold my Volta penis.
You don't want that.
Just
happen.
Hope it works.
I mean, I guess if I've got to take a bullet to the crotch.
It's a tough one, Dave. Where balls. Do you want it?
Balls.
Shaft. Deep.
Deep shaft?
Low shaft.
No, I'm going balls. If I can take it to any part of my crotch.
Oh, I think the balls would hurt so bad.
I know it would hurt, but if you're... But I've still got my donger.
Your donger would still be able to.
What I'd hope for is a clean shot right through the scrote.
Yeah, that's it. That's yes, the best case scenario.
I assume that's what Dave was saying.
Yes. I thought he wanted his balls blown off.
Like, no, I told him my balls. I just wanted.
Yeah, if you could hit between them.
Yeah, if you could go between my balls.
Right above. You know, mine drop down, so there's some room there.
Yeah, you got some free space.
That's where I'd like it if I had a choice. Yeah. Now, Jamal is with us. Jamal, you were shot on the penis tip?
Yep.
Jamal.
What happened?
Support command. I was fishing in a pond in Maryland, and I had an expensive lure on, and there was a lot of trees around. So I had a bullet weight at the beginning of the line to weigh it down. And it's called a bullet weight because it's literally shaped like a bullet. And the lure got stuck on a big branch, and I had a braided line on. And I was just yanking it and cranking the reel. And all I could hear is like, ding, 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 ding. And then snap. And I was wearing sweatpants at the time, so no protection at all. And I look down and I feel the burning sensation. And then I look up and instantly the pain rushes. It feels like, oh, sorry.
Yeah,
I was in the fetal position for literally 30 minutes, just like holding my butt cheeks in because the pain was so bad.
Intense.
Mm-hmm. Where,
and it got you on the tip?
Got me straight on the tip.
But luckily not fired from a gun.
No.
It was just a bullet weight.
But, yeah, the thing. That way must have been going at least 200 miles an hour.
Yeah, it was cooking. It was cooking. There's no doubt.
It didn't do any permanent damage to you. You didn't require surgery or anything.
I didn't require surgery, but I did go to the hospital because it was literally black and blue.
Yeah, pulverized.
Like,
yeah, and I'm pretty sure I have permanent nerve damage because sometimes when I go to pee, it burns for like, you know, a quick second, but then
could
it goes like,
could
oh,
that be
oh.
any?
Perhaps, well, you never know.
It's all it's time.
STD.
Yeah.
may you have an STD.
Yeah, he's good.
Okay,
I'm
all right.
Because generally, hot pee equals
trouble.
Trouble. Hot water equals stormy seas.
But you've been tested, so you're good. But dude, that sucks. Thanks for calling in, man. Yeah. You have a good day. Not as bad as fire from a gun.
I mean,
you didn't do any damage. Like his.
Not great though.
You get shot with a bullet on the tip, you blow the tip apart, right? Yeah. He just was black and blue and now has a little bit of hot pee.
Well, and a bullet is
the velocity and what it does.
It could have been a lot worse.
Velocity times mass or whatever.
Yeah.
This guy said, while deployed in Afghanistan, I had a guy in my platoon step on an IED, and he got shrapnel right through the tip of his dong. Hot shrapnel.
Oh.
Oh.
God, we should be wearing cups 24/7.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep my guy in a little Hurt Locker suit.
I felt bad the other day because, we're playing baseball and we've got this one kid. He throws real, really, really hard. People have a hard time hitting him. And so he throws a fastball in and the guy fouls it straight down into the ground. And it came right straight back up.
Oh, man, God.
Got my catcher. Right in the net. Oh, my God.
That sucks.
Poor guy.
A lesser man would have folded, but he was...
Oh, look at him.
Stayed strong.
Way to go, dude.
He was as strong as he could be.
What a little hero.
He was a hero.
Redneck. Hey, Redneck, how you doing?
Hey, he's dead now.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
He died.
I had a little accident. When I was a kid, I zipped the tip of my penis up in the zipper and... basically zipped it off,
mm-mm,
and they had to do reconstructive, kind of like reconstructive surgery, and they just took a skin graft from my nose. And as I got older, it healed up just fine. But the only thing cool about it is now I don't have to shake mouths. I got to do this when I get done peeing is go and sniff with that.
For that joke.
I'd like you to be shot in the penis for real right now.
I was at a bar.
I will shoot you right in the dong.
Somebody was trying to tell me a joke. I was just like, dude, you gotta move it. I'm like, this sucks for me
They
were telling me a joke. They were trying to tell a group a joke. And I was just...
Was it an uncle or something?
He was an older...
That's the only people that do that.
He was an older man, yep. and he thought it was a killer joke.
Typically, what I've seen.
And I was like, look, old-timer, your joke's bad.
Just, I almost want to kill myself when someone says, hey, I got a joke for you.
I know.
Me too.
I literally want to kill myself at that very second.
Dude. Yeah, no, I hear you. Someone said, was shot by a friend playing with a gun. Right in my right ball, blew it to bits.
Oh man! Oh,
the most painful experience.
Jesus Christ!
You don't want to blow your ball to bits. This guy said, "I have hit myself in the dong with a lure multiple times, just like that guy described." I mean, then what are you not protecting it for?
Yeah.
If I've hit myself in the dong once doing something, I am wearing a stainless steel cup.
Yeah.
From now on.
It is funny that you just don't think it's going to happen again.
And it does.
I think anyone who's fished long enough, when I was young, I used to fish all the time, and you do that, you get a snag, and you'd be like, I just don't want to lose that thing. You're trying to pull the weight off. Every once in a while, it just lets loose.
Yeah.
One of them went right in my buddy's face.
Yeah, I've seen people get hooked in the face.
Yeah.
Fishing, man.
Fishing. Who knew it could be so dangerous? I do not want any of that. Because especially he said it came at him so fast, that bullet weight.
But you wouldn't even see it. Like, it's literally usually your fishing rod is bent over to the max. Like, it's bent.
Yeah.
The pressure that it's being held under is tremendous.
It's like a slingshot.
Yeah.
Like a real powerful.
Right, but it hits you right in the worst spot ever. Like, he could have taken that anywhere else and, you know, it would have hurt, but he wouldn't have been down.
Yeah.
It would be like me with a slingshot taking, like, a ball bearing.
And just... Oh no, he Robin Hooded me,
you know, and getting you right in the tip. Yeah. That's not fun.
No,
it's not.
It's not a bullet though.
Mm-mm. And the IED, the shrapnel, what would hurt more, a bullet or a shrapnel, you think?
Shrapnel.
Probably shrapnel. It's all
shrapnel's all a misshapen mess, and it's burning hot.
Bad scene, man.
Jesus. Always wear a cup.
Just always.
I mean, we should just always.
You step on one of those, though, and like, well, you're just hoping that you make it, right?
Yeah, you hope the bottom half is there.
Yeah.
John had a comment here. Hey, John, how are you, man?
Hey, pretty good. How's yourself?
Myself as well. Thank you. What's your comment?
Hey, my daughter works in a hospital, and she was telling us about a guy that came in very drunk, and on a dare, he put his Willie in the bottom of a sump pump.
Running.
That was running.
Why? It'll suck it up.
As a dare?
Oh, my God.
As a dare, I guess. Those things have blades on them, and she said it was like hamburger, and the end of it still looked like hamburger when they were done.
Well, thanks. So even after surgery?
Yeah.
Even after surgery,
it's a hamburger end.
Hamburger and hamburger out.
Thanks for your call.
All right, John. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
So any woman that touches that thing, would she be called the hamburger helper?
Yeah. No one's going to touch it, though.
No.
You can't pull out a hamburger thing.
Before I bust out my penis, you've got to know that...
I have to tell you something about it.
I have a terrible secret.
It's half a hamburger, I think.
A brawler.
Oh, that's horrible.
Hit with a baseball bat.
It's a shredded, like, cheese. Like, shredded cheese.
You ever see those cigars from cartoons that explode?
But you can. What could you put that in? Can't put ground beef in something.
No.
No.
You can't.
Nope, just hamburger helper.
That's playing through my head now. Hamburger helper, help the hamburger helper, make a great meal.
I'm just picturing that glove guy doing stuff to a hamburger looking wiener.
Oh, a hamburger dog.
That glove guy always used to creep me right out.
The hamburger helper glove guy.
Yeah, he's like friends with, he's like your mom's best friend helping her make dinner for you.
I don't like
real fat fingers.
Only four of them, too. Well, only three fingers and a thumb, it looks
like.
He's a real weirdo.
he's a freak.
He's a freak.
It's just a little animated hand guy.
I never realized you only had four fingers.
Yeah, me too. I didn't realize that either. I think all animations.
Most of them do. Yeah. When I was Scooby and stuff, you had to shove two into one.
Yeah.
Two in the one. Yeah.
Trust him.
But no. So you don't want a hamburger dog. I'm assuming you mean like ground beef, right? Like, is what he's saying. Like, I'd put like a, like you.
Yeah.
Like through a grinder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you were making hamburger.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm picturing the tip like when you put the Play-Doh in the Play-Doh factory to make hair.
Oh,
so yes. A bunch of little like tentacles almost.
Yep.
Hamburger tentacles.
He's shoved it right in some machinery.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.